Here with new Kansas State football coach Chris Kleiman here at the Scott City Fry. First of all, welcome to Western Kansas here. First time at a Calf Fry. What's your thought process with this?
Well, it's an interesting deal. I've heard an awful lot about it. Excited to be here. Excited to come out to Western Kansas and see all these great fans we have out here that support us so much in the fall.
And you made the transition from North Dakota State to Kansas State. How's that been over the last 4 or 5 months here?
It's been great. Players have been responding really well. There's great energy, enthusiasm in the program. Excited about the challenge that we have. But we've got a bunch of great kids, a bunch of great staff members that are looking forward to the challenge.
I'm sure you've seen plenty of Skylar Thompson on film before you saw him as a player. What are you seeing about him differently in spring workouts and such that look different from what you saw on film?
Well, I didn't watch a whole lot of film. I wanted to kind of see something fresh and not look at everything from past. But I just so impressed with him as a young man as far as his ability to understand our system, ability to make changes and adjustments at the line of scrimmage, lead the football team. He's a tremendous athlete, great arm, all those things. But it's the intangibles that make a quarterback. And I was really impressed with him this spring, how he took charge of the whole football team.
You've had a pretty unique situation where you've been to Manhattan a few times over your football career as a player at Northern Iowa, as an assistant coach, of course, a couple of places there at North Dakota State, now as a head coach. What's the biggest thing that you've seen with Kansas State football over the last 3 decades?
Oh, just the growth. I remember coming there in 86 as a player, and you could hear a pin drop at the stadium. And then in 89, I was there. I think it was coaches. First game in 89 when I was playing, and then obviously to come full circle in 2013, and what an electric environment that was. Fun game to be a part of. And then obviously so excited about what's going to happen this fall and to see the Cat-backers come out, and it's going to be an electric atmosphere. I know our guys are excited about it. Our coaches are really excited about it too.
You didn't have a whole lot of time to get your feet on the ground as far as recruiting went. Are there a couple of kids that really stood out to you as far as your recruits and kids you're really excited about bringing in?
Well, I don't want to mention any names just because you never know as true freshmen. But you're right, we had 3 weeks really in recruiting, and I thought our coaches did a great job of going out and pounding the pavement, flipping a few kids really late in the recruiting process, almost all the way up to February 1st, to be able to get some guys changed over to come to K-State. I'm looking forward to the group of guys we have in. Everybody that's a freshman has an opportunity to play and play early. That's the neat thing about that rule change with kids being able to play 4 games. We're going to play an awful lot of guys early on in their career and see if they can handle a Big 12 football.
How big was it to get not only one, but recently 2 grad transfers at running back where you had really no scholarship players?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised with no scholarship players when I took over, but obviously losing Alex hurt us. Was excited about getting James Gilbert in before spring so he could be a part of spring ball, and James is a really good football player and did a nice job of understanding our schemes and stuff, and then went out and find another one. We knew we were going to take 2. We didn't know if we'd get 2 in the before the spring started. We were able to get 1, but we knew all along in January we were going to try to find another one, and so we were able to get another one just recently.
Guess one other thing here, Coach. You know, coming into the Big 12, it seems like Texas and Oklahoma are areas where recruiting is huge, and it's kind of new territory, I'm thinking, probably for you, or maybe not. But are you going to be able to start establishing some ties there? Is that a priority?
Yeah, well, you look at our staff, and when you have Buddy Wyatt and Mike Tuiasosopo and Van Malone down in Texas who have been in Texas most of their career, I think we'll do pretty well down there. Those guys are as well known as anybody. And then Oklahoma, Jason Ray is a Tulsa native that's on our staff. And we have recruited some Oklahoma kids in the past, but without question, we've got to find a lot of areas to find some guys, because we're going to focus on Texas, Kansas City, Kansas and Missouri area. And we got to find some outreach areas, whether that's California, Florida, because we've got to take all the stones and turn them over and see if we can find some players.
With, of course, spring drills done and we're unable to have a full practice because of injuries this year, do you feel like that your team is maybe on par, or do you think your team may be a little ahead than you expected coming in?
It's hard to say in 15 practices, especially with the fact that the first half of it, they're learning us, we're learning them. It's kind of, brand new offense, defense. There's no position that I'd say that we have a big deficit. There's no position that I would say that, I feel great about. We've got a number of offensive linemen back and that are seniors, but we've got depth and things there that we've got to shore up. And it's hard in 15 practices. That's why this summer is so important for our guys to get out there, continue our captain's practices, continue to work so we can get ready for August.
Well, one other thing, uniforms. I know it's been a big thing, but expect anything maybe in the near future here?
Well, we can't do anything this year simply because you got to do it a year in advance. We were looking at some things just this last month for the 2020 season. That just shows you how far it is out. And so, but we're definitely looking at things like that.